in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 1 through verse number 4. Did you train? Did you develop? Did you teach? Did you instruct? Did you help him to be what God wanted him to be? Mama, have you done what you as a mother should have done to give your child back to the service of God? Friends, time got away too quickly, but I have to leave you with the question, have you done what your mother wanted? Hannah wanted Samuel to serve God all the days of his life. Friends, even if Mama isn't here anymore, could she be witness to the fact of the matter being that you've done what Mama wanted in terms of your faithfulness to God Almighty? Time is gone. I appreciate you listening to the broadcast. And if I said anything along the way that didn't make sense or I need to further clarify, I would love to be able to speak with you via contacting me at the office. I'm normally in the office Monday through Thursday from 10 until 5. Or contacting us through the email that was given, inhisfootsteps@gmail.com. However we can be of benefit and help, have you done what your mother wanted? Friends, until next time, God bless and keep you is always my prayer.
We're all just wasting time. Love's the key to eternal life. Love is the greatest gift that God has given us. It never leaves. Love is stronger than anything. I can have faith. Mountain. But it means nothing without love. Love is the greatest give that God has given us. It never leaves. Love is stronger than anything. I can have faith to remove mountains. Without love, everything would fall.
Love is the key.
It's the greatest gift.
Love is the key.
It forgives all things. I want to see
we
his face.
Love.
Love your brother.
We need love.
Mm-hmm. We got to love one
we
another.
Love.
We got to love one another. We got to love one
we
another.
Love is the key.
It covers all things well.
We need love.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
We need love.
I want to see your face to face. It's the only way. It's the only way. You gotta love your brother.
Whether you believe that tonight, he's got it all in control. You know he put that reassurance way down in my soul. Yeah, yeah. I come to tell somebody that God's got it in control. You ready?
God got it all in control. Hallelujah. God got it all in control.
Jonah Gunn, let me just tell you this. God's got it all.
Good morning. You are now tuned in to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. But it's Sunday morning on radio station WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your day on today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Your host for the morning is Sister Laura Mann, co-host Sister Becky Mitchell. Call a friend, call a neighbor. Tell them the Space Coast Gospel Live is on, playing the best gospel on this side of heaven. Stay tuned for more and more gospel and be blessed this morning. He's got it all in control. Mother Rose Wiggin goes out for you this morning, and Pastor Gladys goes out for the Bosted name. He's got it, whatever the problem is. He's got it all in control.
Oh, he's got it all in control. Oh, he put that reassurance.
Shout glory in here.
Glory.
Come on, shout glory in here.
Glory.
Tell somebody, I'm glad I trust in Jesus.
Yeah.
Now don't fool me tonight. Do you trust in him?
Yeah.
Tell somebody, I'm glad I trust in Jesus.
Yeah.
Y'all remember I told you a while ago that eternity is the longest word.
Yeah.
Lift your hand and say yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Grace is the sweetest word.
Yeah.
Hell is the hottest word.
Yeah.
Peace is the calmest word. Loss is the saddest word. Death is the coldest word. Heaven is the brightest word. Love is the broadest word. But Jesus is the greatest word. Anybody in here trust Jesus? Shout
glory.
Say yes. Somebody say yes. It was the bottom of the ninth inning of the World Series. The sinners were playing against the saints. Are y'all here with me? Over on first base was old brother Grace, and playing against Grace was Hayes. Over on second base was Salvation, and playing against Salvation was Damnation. Over on third base was old brother Love, and playing against Love was Hate. Say yes. Somebody say yes. The devil was pitching. The devil was pitching. And death was the back catcher. And sin was the shortstop. Because the Bible says that all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. I wish somebody pray with me. I heard. I say I heard. The faith went and got somebody to try to win the ball game. Moses came up the bench. Moses struck out. Say yes. Somebody say yes. Moses could not win the game. They said, get the apostle Paul. The same Paul that was converted on the Damascus Road. The same Paul that wrote more books of the Bible than any other man. Paul came up the bat, but Paul struck out. It's two outs now. in the bottom of the ninth inning. Somebody said, what are we gonna do? Say yes. Y'all ain't helping me tonight. Shout yes. The saints were having a prayer meeting. The sinners were throwing a party. They said, we don't see nobody in the dugout that can win the game. Tell your neighbor, say, put your trust in Jesus. They say, all I see in there is Mary's baby. All I see is Ezekiel's wheel. All I see is Joel Tulsa pounding in the valley. All I see, y'all ain't hear me. They say, give him a chance. And my Lord and Savior came up the bat. They pitched one ball. The umpire said, strike one. That's a win. They nailed him to the cross. They pitched another ball. The umpire said, strike two. That's a win. They put him in the tomb. But they made a mistake and pitched one more ball. One for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost. Jesus hit a home run. In came love. In came faith. In came salvation. Tell somebody, I'll always trust it. I'll always trust it. I'll always trust it. I'll always.
I love the Lord. He heard my cry. He hid in a big room. I knew the Lord.
God has been a shelter.
I know He had
me.
I came to Jesus as I was weary and worn and sad. I knew the Lord.
God has been a shelter.
I know He had
me.
Oh, let's go out this morning for all the mothers this morning. I know He's been a shelter. He was a shelter for me, and I know He's been a fit shelter. Go out for all the mothers on the sound of my voice this morning. I don't know names. I won't have enough time, but just go out for all of the mothers. And may God richly bless you. Oh, He's a shelter.
He's been a shelter for me. This is what He did.
Go out this morning for Sister Lola Ingram, that's Becky's mom, all the way in Clay County, Georgia. And goes out for my sister, Mandy Mae Ingram, all the way in Albany, Georgia. They go out because He's been a shelter. Oh, He's been a shelter. Oh, Sister Evelyn Williams, He's a shelter. Lorraine Hubbard, Mother Esther Walker, and Sister Easter Butner, He's a shelter.
I know God's been a shelter for me.
Sylvia Dupree and Mother Rose Wigan once again, and Pastor Gladys Butler goes out for you this morning. He's been a shelter.
I know the Lord
has been a shelter.
Oh, yes, He has. Listen, y'all, He's been a shelter.
Shelter
for me.
For me.
Can I get a witness?
Shelter.
He's been a shelter.
For me.
In a time of trouble,
shelter.
I call on Jesus.
Sister Audrey Johnson, Sister Veronica Jenkins, Sister Betty Payne.
In a time of trouble.
Yeah.
you. Father Annie Mae Price.
He came to my rescue. I call it shelter in the midnight hour. I call it.
Sister Jill Collin and Sister Ruth Collin.
Yes, he has. He's been right there. Can I get a witness? Let me hear you say,
yes.
Say yes.
Hold out for First Lady, Mother Letitia Watson of Mount Moriah, hear me church. He's a shelter. Goes out for First Lady, Sister Barbara Mitchell, Parker Momoa, Missionary Baptist Church. Oh, he been a shelter. And all the mothers this morning.
Continue what the Lord can do. I know my mother, she can tell you the same. My sister and my brother know what the Lord can do. I believe my children can tell you he's a shelter and a time of a song. Won't the Lord rock you in the middle of the crater?
Our mother, Leotis Brothers.
Yes, he is.
Let me tell you something, mothers. There may be some mothers here tonight. Maybe your son or daughter has grown up and got with the wrong crowd and won't listen to you no more. But tonight when you go home, get down on your knees. Get down on your knees and tell God about it. Get out. If you put it in his hand, yes, brother, don't cry about it no more.
Yes, he will.
Wait a minute, mothers. You mothers who come up here to the altar, let me tell you something. Maybe you got some sons or daughters and they're saved tonight. You got some sons or daughters that have finished school today. Let me tell you something. If your child is not on drugs, if your child is not a robber, a stealer, or a killer, why don't you say thank you, Jesus? Thank you! Thank you! Thank you! Thank you!
Thank you, Jesus!
Thank you, Jesus!
Thank you, Jesus!
Thank you, Jesus! Praise him, somebody.
Well,
oh, honey, you got something to praise God for. You got something to praise God.
Oh, maybe somebody ain't listening, but you got something to praise God for this morning. Oh, we just thank him for this day.
Lord.
All right, Brother Freddie Randolph, I know you're around this morning.
Let me stay.
Stop!
finish. I don't know what you're gonna do. I don't know if I'll ever get back to Rochester no more. But look at me tonight. I want you to remember one thing. Come on now. I want you to remember the last time you saw Dorothy Norwood. This is what I told you, and this is what I'm gonna do. Listen, this is what I'm gonna do. Listen.
That for Sister Sally Whipple. Happy Mother's Day to you. Sister Betty Kelly, happy Mother's Day to you this morning. Got anybody gonna trust in the Lord this morning? Sister Isabel Young, Sister Clifford May Herbert, coming from Freddy's Custom Painting Body Shop this morning. Would like to wish all the mothers a happy day on today. This is your day, mothers. And from Freddy's Custom Painting Body Shop, 416 Roosevelt Avenue, Merritt Island. Would like to wish all the mothers, coming from the Stones Funeral Home, the home that Richard built with you in heart and you in mind. Sister Jan Stone, licensed funeral director, we'd like to wish all the mothers far and near that can hear my voice a blessed Mother's Day on today. One funeral home, two locations to serve you. That's the Stones Funeral Home. Coming from Crest Cleaner and Laundry and all of their locations, they would like to wish all the mothers a blessed Mother's Day on today. Mother, this is your day. From Crest Cleaner and Laundry and all of their locations. Now I just need to bring you a community announcement, and everybody's welcome. Coming from the Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4101 Mobile Avenue in the city of Cocoa, where Pastor Addison K. Mitchell is the pastor. Oh, well, they are inviting you on Women's Day on the third Sunday, which is May the 20th at 4 p.m. Now, they have a great speaker there. The guest speaker will be Minister Paul Collin. Women as well as men's now is invited. Not only the women's, men's, you are welcome. And come and just spiritual fellowship. Enjoy Jesus. And you know, dinner will be served after the program. So come and be a part of this Women's Day on May the 20th at 4 p.m. You can always contact Sister Liz Mitchell at 321-794-7691. Now you don't want to miss this. You want to be a part of it. Come and join in with them. Going back into the program, play one of the latest at this time.
I want to dedicate this song to the memory of two most wonderful people in my life. Mother Hallie Caesar and my sister Anne, who now sleeps.
Sister Shirley Caesar coming this morning. Every day should be Mother's Day. Every day. Oh, today I learned that Pastor Shirley Caesar will be in Palm Bay on today at the Senior Citizens thing. Now, I'm sure you won't have any problem finding it, but if you would like to go down there or you'd like to take your mom, you can go because she is in our area, Palm Bay. That's not far, and you can enjoy it right down there. Every day now should be Mother's Day.
She would speak so softly and so kind, yeah. And I heard Mama say, Lord, I thank you for all my children, every one of them, yes. You gave each one of them to me, so I tried. Mother, the thing that I'm so glad about is that I never waited for a special day to show her how much I loved her. Mother's Day, Christmas, birthday, whatever the day was, every day was her day. Whatever she needed, if I could get it, I got it for my mom. I just want to say, love your mom now while you can. Show her how much you love her. Take her out sometime. Give her now. Oh, she gave me my start.
Gave me my start.
I'm gonna keep her in my heart.
Here is my heart.
My love for my mother.
It will never depart.
No. You know what else? My mama showed me the right way.
Showed me
she
the
took
way.
The path. By the path that she laid.
By the path she laid.
I think about my mother.
Every day.
She held me close when I cried. Watch the tears from my little eye. She understood my baby talk. She went down when I started to walk. And I thank God, I thank God for mama. Some sweet day, and I thank God, I thank God for mama. She taught me right from wrong. She taught me my first song. She taught me how to share. Oh, she taught me the Lord's Prayer. Mama told me God would never change, just call on his holy name. And I thank God, oh I thank God, I thank him for mama.
Goes out for Sister Jan Stone this morning, Mother Irene Brown, Sister Nellie West, Sister Callan Stone, and all Stone's Funeral Home staff goes out this morning. Thank God for your mama.
Can see her in heaven some sweet day. And I
thank God,
Lord, I thank God for mama.
At this time, I bring you greetings for your Mother's Day from Bailey's Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work, owned and operated by Brother Johnny Fred Bailey Sr. and located at 1305 Franklin Street in the city of Cocoa. Now, he specializes in collision work, and he has cars around. Stop in at 1305 Franklin Street in the city of Cocoa. Would like to wish each mother or all the mothers this morning a happy, blessed Mother's Day on today. Mothers, this is your day. Also coming from Riverview Memorial Garden, located at 3751 North Cocoa Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. Owned and operated by Brother Duncan McKenzie. Coming from the whole staff at Riverview Memorial Garden, would like to wish all the mothers now a blessed and pleasant day on today. Now, we don't want to leave the fathers out, because we have some fathers that also has been mothers. And we thank God for you this morning. Coming from Riverview Memorial Garden. I have one announcement this morning. I'll be telling you more about it. But the matrons of Saint Oxidar Primitive Baptist Church, located at 715 South Fifth Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. Now, the matrons is having their annual Sunday on May the 20th, 2018 at 3 p.m. Now, you want to join in with them at Saint Oxidar. Their program is at 3 p.m. They are out asking you to come and be a part of them. The guest speaker will be none other than Pastor Diane Hayes. She'll be the speaker. She will bring the message. Now, they're looking to see you now. This is the matrons of Saint Oxidar Primitive Baptist Church. And located in the city of Cocoa. Now, the matron, that's on May the 20th at 3 p.m. And also now we got another one on May the 27th, 2018. The Youth Department of San Isidro will be selling dinners. Yeah, dinners. And you don't have to go out nowhere to go buy dinner, because they will be selling dinners start at 1 p.m. Now, this is on the 27th. And you don't have to go nowhere. You can just stop in there. That's the restaurant for May the 27th. Dinners are $10. And my goodness, they got a outline of dinners for you. They have baked chicken, fried chicken, pork chops, so you know, smothered pork chops. And, oh, they have some great sides, too. Now, I tell you, they have the macaroni cheese, collard green, green bean, and field peas. And also, they have yellow rice. Now, that's on the 27th. That's the Youth Department of San Isidro Primitive Baptist Church. Be a part of it. Don't go from church and go home and cook, or go out to a restaurant, stop in there. That's on the 27th at 3 p.m. Come back into the program, play one of the latest and the greatest.
You know, a few years ago, I had the privilege to go out to the old folk home, then my hometown, and I decided that day that I'd take my Bible with me, because I realize that many people out there that have been left alone for a long time would have loved to hear the word of God. And that morning I stood there by the bedside of this mother. And I said, "Mother, how long have you been out here?" And this mother told me, said, "Sister C's, I've been out here a long time." I said, "How many children do you have? Where are your sons? Where are your daughters?" And that mother told me that day, "My children put me in this place a long time ago. They haven't been back to see about me." And you know, just thinking about that, I'm reminded today of a little story that I heard a lady tell me. And I heard this story. She said that there was a mother that had two sons. One of the sons was interested in himself. That son loved his mama so much. He said, "Mama, one day I'm gonna grow up. I'm going to college. I wanna be somebody."
All of this is Evangelist Shirley Caesar, and just listen to the word. Don't drive your mother away.
He was no good. Stayed in trouble all the time. That mama had to always go to court, getting that son out of trouble. I'm told tonight, those boys grew up, one went to college, that no good son left home. Oh Lord, that mama worked her fingers to the bones, sent that son to school. She got on her knees and scrubbed floors. She climbed ladders and washed windows. Oh Lord, yes she did, working her fingers to the bones. Be somebody. After about 8 long years, that son came home. He said, "Mama, I'm a doctor now. I've got MD behind my name. I want you to meet my wife. I met her while I was in college. She's a school teacher. Yeah, I'm told tonight. Come and live with us. Help us to take care of our children." As the years went on by, and their children grew up, I'm told tonight, even though they were at school age, that school teacher went to her husband and said, "Honey, your mama's in the way now. I think you ought to get rid of her. We can get somebody else to do this job. There are other young girls in college that could work their way through school on this very job. Your mama uses bad English. She uses this and that and ain't and it. I'm trying to teach my children to use good language." Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. That son went to his mama. Said, "Mama. Yeah. my wife, and she seems to feel now that you're getting in the way around the house. We don't have anything else for you to do. You're using bad English. We don't want this to rub off on our children. I'm gonna take you to an old folk home. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm told tonight that mama began to cry. She looked at her hands, they were all worn and wrinkled. She had worked her fingers for that son. Oh yes she had. She began to pack her clothes up. While packing those clothes, the devil came and whispered in her ear, say, you see that old lady, it hasn't been worth it. Look at all you've done for this boy. He's getting ready to throw down.
Don't drive your mother away this morning.
Good God Almighty. That son came back to a choir and tried to make things sound good. He said, mama, in your room out there, I'm going to have your color television. You're going to have nurses around the clock. Look at him trying to make it sound good. You're going to have everything that you want. That mama just kept on packing. She just kept on crying. Lord. On the next day, the son knocked on a door. So mama, I'm ready to take you now. Then mama walked out of the house. Got in that long limousine. They started down the road. Going to that old folk home. Glory be to God. I'm told tonight, while she was riding, she just kept on crying. That son tried to fix it up. He said, mama, don't cry. Everything is gonna be all right. Glory be to God. I'm gonna come and visit you every day. I'm gonna bring the children by every now and then. But that mama just kept on crying. Lord. And by the time they'd gotten almost there, that mama looked up the road and saw an old ragged car coming.
Happy Mother's Day to Happy Mother's Day to Sister Louise Harris this morning. Sister Lola Ruth King.
That old no good son said, mama, I was on my way to see you. How have you been doing? Yeah. Let me tell you what happened.
Sister Mary Singletary.
And said, brother, where are you taking my mama? I want to know where you're going with my mama. That doctor told his brother, said, brother, let me explain it to you. Mama's old fogey, and she's old timey, and she gets in the way around the house. She uses bad English. Glory to God. I'm successful now. Look at me. I'm wearing good suits. Yeah. And I'm in the big society clothes. Lord Jesus. I'm taking mama to the old folk home. Son looked over at his mama, said, mama, I'm not riding in a limousine. My car's no good. The tires are all worn out. But come on and go home with me. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mama, look at me. I've been a failure all of my life. I gave you a lot of trouble. Come on and go home with me. That's my mama. That's my mama. Oh, wait a minute. I heard that old no good son say, mama, I don't eat steaks. I can't afford to eat the best of food. I eat beans out of the can. If you don't mind that, come on and go home with me. Got a bag, got in that old ragged car. They rode down that road. Yeah. And I heard that old son say, stranger, don't drive me away. Oh yeah, oh, oh.
All goes out for Pastor Loretta Bosberry. We'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to you this morning and hope you enjoy yourself and have a great, blessed day all day. Pastor Loretta Bosberry.
Your mama don't drive her.
Oh, God gave you a mother. Don't drive away. Sister Joyce Walker.
I'm a stranger.
As I said this morning, this goes out for all the mothers this morning. All of you goes out for you this morning. Hope you have a beautiful, blessed day from yours truly and Sister Becky Mitchell. Go out to dinner, go out to wherever, but just enjoy yourself on this day. Mothers, this is your day.
I don't know where I'd be tonight. God bless you. Y'all have to excuse me. How many know you had a good mother? How many have a good mother? Well, somebody ought to shout out, hallelujah! I believe you can relate to this because everybody in here ought to praise God for your mother. Oh yes. Some Sunday mornings I didn't want to go to church. He said, "You going out of here?" When I got to church, I couldn't sit up and play. I had to sit there. Run all over the church. I had to listen. I had to listen to the word. I couldn't go to the chamber like some of the children do now and sit down and eat. I better say the blessing.
Ah, that's a good mother. Good mother.
Sometimes I didn't like it.
That's a Clara Marshall.
She was mean when she whipped me, but those whippings kept me off a drug. I gotta move on. They said for me to move on, said the tape is running out, but let it run out. I just believe. Anybody believe you're gonna see your mother again? I believe I'm gonna see her. I believe I'm gonna meet her. Oh, I see after a while had to be. Hey. I think we went without so that we could have. I gotta move.
If you're sitting home, you ought to clap your hands and pat your feet. I remind me that I was a small boy back down in Georgia. They used to have those old revival meetings. I used to hear them clapping their hands, stomping their feet at an old revival meeting. There was an old deacon there. He was saying, "I'm gonna get up now. I'm gonna sing my song." He just sang a song that said these words. Listen. I want to go where Jesus is. You know I
want to go.
You know where. The members in the church, they'd all join together, clapping those hands. He would tell them, somebody got a loved one. They're going over there. You know what he said then? I got a mother over there. Where Jesus is.
Yeah. I got a mother over there.
You know where?
Oh, my time is about to run out on me this morning. But once again, just like to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers today. I know every day should be Mother's Day. Go out, take mom, do something for her, flowers. Take, do something for a nice on today. Because mothers all over, under the sound of my voice, this is your day. And I have a special mom, which is Mother Rose Wick, and I thank God for her this morning. And she's just inspiring to me in all ways. And I just always like to say, give your flowers while you live. Because, you know, when you're gone, you don't know nothing about them. So I just like for her to know that she is very inspirational to me in my life over the times. And I just thank God for her this morning. And also for Pastor Gladys, I thank God for her because she's a very inspiring, and God is good, and we know that. And I give you flowers while you live. Oh, that's what I believe in. Oh, go to the church of your choice today. If mom want to go to church, take her to church. If she wants to go out, do something nice, whatever it is. Do something nice for your mom on today.
Will you get over there? They have nothing but joy, peace, and happiness. When you get over there, I want somebody to help me right now. And I said these words. I want to go
where Jesus
is. I want to go
where Jesus is.
You have been tuned now to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. And we thank all our listeners. We thank all our fathers. We thank all our mothers on today, because some fathers have also been mothers. And we just thank God for you this morning. And we thank God this morning for Sister Sarah Roberts this morning. Husband was funeralized on last evening, but we thank God for her and all of her families. Ryan, let's be lift up in prayer, and all the others that has lost loved ones, lift them up in prayer, because God is our everything, and we know that. So let's just lift them all up in prayer this morning. Go to the church of your choice, church service all around. Mount Moriah AME Church is at 10 a.m., and I believe we're going to have dinner today at Mount Moriah. So come out and join in with us, Pastor. Pastor Odell Watts is our pastor, but we got a great speaker on today, and we would like for you to come out and join in with us today. Oh, that record got a hold to me. I had to hold up, but I'm still all right. And we know that God is in charge. Whatever it is, he's in charge this morning. And we said Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers and fathers from yours truly and Sister Becky Mitchell. Play something old, play something new, played it all just for you. Made some sad, made some glad, did the best I could with what I had. And you know the best is Jesus, that's the best.
Oftentimes, our children grow up. Some of them go to college. Some of them just leave home. Some of them go to New York and Chicago and all over the place. Sad thing is about it that they forget sometimes that they have a darling mother back home. So much so that I'm reminded that they have a young man who left home and moved to Germany. While he was out there, he got critical wounded. So much so that the doctor said he'd never walk again. He had braces on his legs. And another sad thing happened to this young man. While he was out there, he lost his mother. Family tried to get in touch with him, but to no avail. Finally, we see a young man standing by the fresh side of a grave, carrying one faded rose in his hand. He began to stand and grab the pellets from the rose. And these are the words that he was saying. Pleased with. I took my diamond ring